Good morning. I'm Marilyn Palomara and today is September 24th. In this biorelativity exercise, our focus is to provide energy, stabilization and light to Mexico due to the devastating earthquake that recently occurred there. We will be working with Giuliano and the Arcturians. First of all, let us all take in a deep breath and on the exhalation, release all dense energies. Release. Be in the here and now. Connect with the chakra just below your navel. Sense it being activated. And now take your awareness up your spine, through your crown chakra, to the central sun. Feel the energy from the central sun beam down into your crown chakra, filling you with golden white light. This light spreads out into your aura, which is in the cosmic egg shape, and around your aura is a band of brilliant blue light. There are a great deal of earth changes occurring in all directions, both on the political and on the geological levels. To this end, we are going to connect to Copper Canyon Crystal, which is the home of one of the beautiful crystals, a very powerful crystal. Mexico is itself a very active geological area in the world, very close indeed to Mother Earth, to the inner Earth, and to the primordial energies that are connected with involvement, evolution of Earth's crust and energy field. Given the closeness to which Mexico lies to this energy, it serves a much higher purpose for the overall geological evolution of the Earth. Today we are going to focus directly on areas around Mexico City. Let us call and raise the etheric crystal at Copper Canyon. At the same time, we will raise the etheric crystal at the Gross Valley, Australia, along with the crystal at Mount Shasta, California. These three crystals are now above their respective areas at a distance of at least 1 to 1.5 miles. The crystal at Copper Canyon is 1.5 miles above the lake, giving it a direct route to shine the energy of harmony and stabilization to areas around Mexico City. The crystals of Mount Shasta and the Gross Valley will act as supportive crystals, supporting the intense energy going into and emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal. Using the highest arcane power within you, now send an energy of stabilization, harmony and divine healing light. Send this energy to the Copper Canyon crystal directly from your third eye at the level of 8 to 10 archons of healing thought power. Direct that healing archon energy and thought healing energy to the Copper Canyon crystal now. The light that is emanating from the crystal is being amplified by your thoughts and by your arcane energy, and it is now being downloaded into the center of this southern part of Mexico, around Mexico City, right into the center of what is called Mexico City. This energy from the crystal at Copper Canyon is very powerful. Continue to send your healing energies of arc and light and power from your third eye to the Copper Canyon crystal. Now let us focus on the light from Mount Shasta, directing our thoughts to the Mount Shasta crystal for a brief moment and sending the same light to this crystal. You can feel the reflective power coming from you to the Mount Shasta crystal. That energy of Archon power, healing and stabilization, is now doubling as it goes through the Mount Shasta crystal directly to the Copper Canyon crystal, and from there is downloaded to the areas I have mentioned. Now send healing thoughts from your third eye to the Gross Valley crystal in the Blue Mountains near Sydney. That healing thought is coming into the Gross Valley crystal at 10 archons of thought power. It is being reflected now from that crystal at a higher amplification back to the Copper Canyon crystal, and then downloading from the Copper Canyon crystal right into the center of this area of Mexico where the earthquakes occurred. The light is percolating the whole inner earth in a circle underneath the whole area, stabilizing and diminishing the aftershocks. It is also creating a great source of light energy that encircles the whole area so that its people feel the upliftment of this light. The people of this city show courage and great fortitude as they work to complete the difficult tasks ahead, rebuilding their beautiful city, rescuing those still alive, treating the injured, and restoring the city economically. They approach these tasks with high strength and bravery in the great Mexican tradition. The power of the whole country is being unified and strengthened by this tragic event. Once again, the light from the two crystals is bouncing back, reflecting back into Copper Canyon, and then spreading around the whole country, and filling up and stabilizing the energy forces in Mexico City and surrounding areas. Telepathically, simultaneously, hold both that thought and the light again. Not only are you multidimensional, but you can multitask, sending out of one part of your third eye thought energy right to the Copper Canyon crystal, and sending light to the crystal at Mount Shasta with a second part of your third eye. That light is reflected back to Copper Canyon. You can also simultaneously send light and high healing thoughts out of a third part of your third eye to the Gross Valley crystal, forming this powerful triangular connection of high frequency healing and stabilizing light, filling the area, the people, and the atmosphere with light. You can see that the atmosphere is holding beautiful weather patterns. And you also personally experience a powerful upliftment through this multitasking with your third eye. So you are very active, sending out high Archon healing power. As your third eye opens up more, you can also download light through your crown chakra, if you allow it. Giuliano, from the starship Athena above Mexico City, is soothing all those who have passed on to other realms from this quake, helping them in their transformation and transferring of all those souls who need to pass on. There is a great awareness of the ancestral energies on the Mexican Peninsula and the great healing spirits of the grandfathers and grandmothers are also powerfully activated now. Giuliano is directing the entry level of this light and connecting with each of us now telepathically in our light work, in our work of biorelativity, and in our desire to send healing and light of harmony to a place in great need of upliftment. At the same time as this earthquake has occurred, a great opening has also been forming, creating a dimensional shift in Mexico that is opening up great dimensional light from the higher levels. What is so beautiful about this event is that the area is receiving a powerful energy and powerful healing. There is a great openness now that this light is spinning around the whole country. Direct your attention now to Copper Canyon. The crystal light is now an omnidirectional, omnipresent light that is not only going directly to Mexico City area, but is also being transmitted omnidirectionally around the whole country, simultaneously bringing in a spiritual light stream of higher dimensional accessibility. It is a wonderful experience for all beings in this deep connective exercise. This biorelativity healing light is not only activating and helping to heal and stabilize Mexico City and surrounding areas, but it is also activating each of you as participants in an international and powerful biorelativity healing exercise. Each of us feels the power of our third eye and the increased Archon power of our ability to amplify our healing thoughts and healing energies. We feel a special connection to the primordial earth energy field that is there in the whole of Mexico. This is deep, ancient energy we are connecting with that is millions of years old. We are helping to calm the energy down in a miraculous way, in a quantum way. We call on a meager light to shine into the Copper Canyon crystal. Omega light. The great healing power, Omega light, is now being downloaded into this Copper Canyon crystal as well. It is activating what is called backscatter, the healing light and the healing energy that is being emitted by the Copper Canyon crystal is so intense that there is a backscatter of light frequency coming back and returning into these crystals from Mount Shasta and Grosse Valley. From those crystals, the backscatter is also coming back into you. Continue this stream of connective light. More light is being committed for you and the crystal to be received in Mexico City and surrounding areas. And the backscatter is sending more light back into the other two crystals and then coming back into you. This allows you to be able to increase the archon power of your healing thoughts from 10 to 15 archons of light. A golden halo of light, a ring of light, is now over Mexico City. And the inhabitants of that city may even report that they see a golden ring of light around the sun as the sunset approaches. The ring of light will create a beautiful fine sunset and sunset halos around the city in many different sections of the sky. This is the after effect of our work of sending this light of healing energy. Visualize the beautiful sunset now coming here with its golden halo and beautiful rings that appear in the sky at night. This will signify that traces of the healing energies and healing light that we are sending there now are still in this area. We will leave the Copper Canyon, Grosse Valley, and Mount Shasta crystals up for the next 36 hours so that they can continue to be supporting to this area. Remember that when we are doing these healing exercises with these crystals, it is always useful to bring the crystals up in threes so that they can form the powerful triangular connections that we have all used and benefited from this afternoon. This healing energy is directly going deep into the earth at Mexico City and surrounding areas. The beautiful cities will be rebuilt again in honor of those who have passed on and in honor of the great spiritual light and energy and the great spirit of unity and unification that is coming to Mexico and that has already been activated. Thank you for this wonderful work on Mexico City. Be aware of your breath. Have an awareness of yourself and your surroundings.